The following has been produced by the Center for Faith and Enterprise. We recommend you not listen while driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. Instead, find a quiet time and place when you can listen without distraction. Today is the seventh day of Holy Week, Holy Saturday. It's the day after Jesus had died. Our passage is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verses 42 to 47. Listen. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth, and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. It is now Saturday, and Jesus has died. The movement has apparently failed. His followers' hopes have been dashed. The disciples believe they have wasted 3 years following a leader who, in the end, was unable to deliver. The only thing left for them to do is to return home, face the humiliation of having been wrong about Jesus, and try to rebuild their old lives without the sense of meaning and purpose to which they've become accustomed. The disciples did not know that the resurrection is coming, and along with it, a great celebration. They have no way of knowing that in a day or so they will be launched on an adventure far greater than any they could ever imagine. The disciples believe they were in a hopeless situation. In which areas of your life could you use more hope? What might the disciples' experience mean for you? And what might resurrection mean? As you pray, ask God to provide you with hope and confidence.